This is Space Kate standing opposite the Vehicle Assembly Building at the Kennedy Space Center press site, where there's much confusion. Many journalists, many cameras, not many buses, not many seats. And it turns out that they can only take 200 journalists out to the place where we all thought we were going to be watching the landing. And unless you'd signed up on a list which you physically had to sign, but by the time I got here yesterday, in order to physically sign it for today, it was already full and there's all confusion, and so only people who knew that you had to be here and assign the thing, and so I don't really know what's going on. And I kind of feel a bit sad, really, because the whole purpose of me staying out in the United States for an extra 2 weeks was so that I could be here for landing, so that I could be here to experience, to document, to share, and be part of the Space Shuttle's final landing and the ending of the shuttle program. And now it looks like, despite getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning and having had no sleep, despite standing out in hot, humid, mosquito-infested air, it looks like I'm not going anywhere. And that's a real, real shame. I don't think I can pull a fast one like I did last time and get Charlie Bolden on the case, but at the moment I'm almost tempted. I'm tempted to do anything because, well, I guess it means a lot to all of us, but it certainly would mean a lot to me to be there and to witness this, and presently it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Swings and roundabouts, eh? Who knows? I shall keep you updated on this, I would say, merry adventure, but I don't feel all that merry right now. It seems completely chaotic. Nobody seems to know what's going on. And I appreciate there are a lot of journalists, there's a lot of things going on, but it's not as if they didn't see the end of the program coming and might have foreseen there are some problems with this many people trying to cover it. But we shall see.